Carter, Berg and Bartok. Performed by Simon Rattle and the London Symphony Orchestra. With Isabel Faust as the soloist in Alban Berg's Violin Concerto. Radio 3 in concert. Next Tuesday evening at 7:30 and then available on the BBC Radio 3 website.
Well, the time is 2 o'clock on Thursday. Very good afternoon and welcome to Salford with me, Tom Redman, for Opera Matinee here on Radio 3. And since we've been in the company of the BBC Philharmonic all this week, let's stay with them for a performance of Beethoven's Fidelio. Just after performing it at the BBC Proms last summer, the orchestra, cast and chief conductor Juanjo Mena had the enviable task of having to spend several days in San Sebastian. Now, if you don't know San Sebastian, it's located on the rugged northern coast of Spain. The concert hall sits right next to the sea with beautiful views of the Bay of Biscay. Summer temperatures are in the high 20s, and it's got the second highest number of Michelin stars per capita in the world. But of course, the orchestra don't know any of that because they were there to work. Fidelio was Beethoven's only opera, and it got off to a difficult start in life. It was first performed in Vienna, 1805, to an audience made up largely of Napoleon's men, who didn't seem to appreciate the story of political prisoners and a struggle for liberty and justice against oppression. A year later, the opera was condensed from 3 acts to 2, and was all set for another outing when Beethoven fell out with the manager of the theatre and performances were cancelled. Finally, in 1814, it became the success it is today, and certainly was in San Sebastian, when the BBC Philharmonic performed it last August. Before the drama unfolds, there are things we must know. A Spanish nobleman named Floriston has been imprisoned by a rival nobleman, Don Pizarro. For 2 years, Floriston has been secretly held in the jail of which Pizarro is the governor. The dastardly Pizarro has also spread rumours of his prisoner's death, but Floriston's wife, Leonora, doesn't believe the rumours. She disguises herself as a boy called Fidelio and gains employment with a prison warden, Rocco, so she can try and find her husband. What she doesn't anticipate is Rocco's daughter, Marzolina, falling in love with her. Technically him, because she's dressed up. Floriston is sung by Stuart Skelton. Ricardo Merbet sings Leonora. James Cresmel is Rocco. The Marzolina is sung by Louise Alder. Benjamin Hewlett, Iachino. Detlev Roth is Don Pizarro. David Saw is Don Fernando. The BBC Philharmonic and the Orfeon Donostiara Chorus are conducted by the orchestra's chief conductor, Juanjo Mena.
Thank you. Jetzt sind wir allein, wir können vertraulich und plaudern.
Es wird ja nichts Wichtiges sein, ich darf bei der Arbeit nicht zaudern.
Ein Wörtchen, du trotzige Du.
So sprich nur, ich höre dir zu, ich höre dir zu, ich höre dir zu.
Wenn du mich nicht freundlich erblickest, so bring ich ein Wörtchen hervor.
Ich bin voll ins das Ohr,
ein
so hab ich den Hörn
im Tor, ich höre ihn zu. Ich habe zum Wein dich gewählt, verstehst du?
Das ist ja doch klar.
Und wenn mir dein Ja-Wort nicht fehlt, was meinst du?
Wir sind wie ein Paar.
Wir könnten in wenigen Wochen.
Recht schön, du bestimmst schon die Zeit, du bestimmst schon die Zeit.
Wir
recht schön, recht schön, du bestimmst schon die Zeit. Recht schön, recht schön, du bestimmst schon die Zeit. Scheinen weiter, der Himmel höher. Ich atme Freiheit.
Mit Ton aus Sprich, ich sehe sie. Ich täusche die Menschen, die mich ernähren, schleiche mich ins Herz deiner Peiniger und kaufe selber die Ketten, die dich binden sollen. Achte dabei noch, dass sie nicht zu teuer sind.
Wenn ich auch nicht weiß, wer dieser Fidelio ist oder woher er kommt, so mache ich ihn doch zu meinem Schwiegersohn. Er ist ein kluger Junge, scheut keine Mühe und hat in Geldingen ein glückliches Amt. Alles kauft er williger als ich, selbst die Ketten für die Gefangenen.
Werde ich dir eines Tages noch dein Grab schaufeln müssen? Wie groß muss der Schmerz eines Menschen werden? Wie tief seine Erniedrigung, bevor er zerbricht?
Thank you.
Marceline und Fidelio haben sich offensichtlich recht lieb. Den Tag nach der Abreise des Gouverneurs gebe ich sie zusammen. Und was zu einer guten Haushaltung gehört, können sie noch von mir lernen. Hat man nicht auch gut bei Leben, kann man nicht ganz glücklich sein. Traurig schleppt sich vor das Leben, manche Kummer stellt sich ein, manche Kummer stellt sich ein. Doch wenn's in der Tasche fein klingelt und droht, da hält man das Schicksal gefangen und macht und Liebe. Erschafft ihr das Gold und stehlet das kühnste Verlangen, das kühnste Verlangen. Und stehlet das kühnste Verlangen. Das Glück dient wie ein Knecht für Sold, es ist ein schönes, schönes Ding, das Gold, das Gold. Es ist ein schönes Ding, das Gold, ein goldenes, goldenes Ding, das Gold, das Gold. Wenn sich nichts mit nichts verbindet, ist und bleibt die Summe klein. Wer bei Tisch nur Liebe findet, wird nach Tische hungrig sein, wird nach Tische hungrig. Drum lächle der Zufall euch gnädig und hold und siebe und leg euer Streben, das Liebchen im Arme, das Liebchen im Arme, im Beutel das Gold, so mögt ihr viel Jahre durchleben, so mögt ihr viel Jahre durchleben. Das Glück dient wie ein Knecht und Sold, es ist ein mächtig, mächtig Ding, das Gold, das Gold. Es ist ein mächtig Ding, das Gold, ein mächtig, mächtig Ding, das Gold, das Gold. Es ist ein mächtig Ding, das Gold, das Gold. In den finsteren Gewölben sitzt ein Gefangener. Niemand darf ihn sehen. Niemand soll von ihm hören. Ein großer Verbrecher muss er sein. Oder großer Feinde haben. Lange kann es übrigens nicht mehr mit ihm dauern, da ich seit Monaten vom Gouverneur Befehl habe, seine Portion täglich zu verkleinern. Jetzt hat er bereits seit 24 Stunden nichts mehr gegessen. Gut, Söhnchen, gut, hab immer Mut, hab immer Mut, dann wird's dir auch gelingen. Das Bett wird hart durch Gegenwart bei fürchterlichen Dingen. Für Heule kann ich der Hut, dann geht es gut. Gestillt, gestillt, wird euer Sehnen.
Oh, habe Mut!
Nur auf der Hut!
Oh, welche Mut!
Nur auf der Hut! Gebt euch die Hand, schließt das Band.
Was für Papiere, Empfehlungen, Vorwürfe. Ich kenne diese Schrift. Der Minister ist auf dem Weg zu Ihnen, um eine Untersuchung vorzunehmen. Er hat in Erfahrung gebracht, dass die Staatsgefängnisse, denen Sie vorstehen, mehrere Gefangene willkürlicher Gewalt enthalten. Er reist morgen ab, um Sie mit einer Untersuchung zu überraschen. Nehmen Sie sich in Acht und suchen Sie sich sicherzustellen. Mein Gott, wenn er wüsste, dass ich jenen Florestan, den er längst tot glaubt, in Ketten halte. Doch es gibt ein Mittel. Eine kühne Tat.
Ja, Herr.
Jetzt, Altar! Altar, jetzt hat es Heile. Ihr wird ein Glück zu teilen. Du wirst ein reicher Mann. Das lieb ich nur daran.
Doch nur in Eile, womit ich dienen kann, womit ich dienen kann.
Bist von kaltem Blute, von verzagtem Mute. Durch lange, lange Lieds geworden.
Was soll ich? Redet, redet!
Wie werde ich nun
bist, bist du ein Mann, bist du ein Mann. Wir dürfen gar nicht säumen, dem Schatten liegt daran, den bösen Unfall schnell aus dem Weg zu räumen.
Oh, Herr.
Im Schatten liegt der Rang, im bösen Untergang, schnell aus dem Weg zu räumen.
O Herr,
steh's noch an, steh's noch an. Herr, auf die Mühe will ich gehen, sonst würde es doch nicht geschehen.
Ich nehm ihn nicht
aus dem Bieren,
macht was da
mir schnell ein Grab.
Und dann,
dann will ich euch nicht in den Kerker schleichen. Ein Stoß und ihr verstummt.
Verhunget in Ketten, trug aus der Pein.
Du gibst ein Zeichen, dann werd ich selbst vermummt, mich in den Kerker schleichen. Ein Stoß und ihr verschwunden.
Erhung in seinen Ketten.
Thank you.
Fidelio das wieder geschafft hatte, war mir ein Rätsel. Und Rocco, wohl wissend, dass der Gouverneur dergleichen selbst an hohen Festtagen nur selten gewährt, kann sich Fidelios Argumenten nicht erwehren. Und mir erteilt er den Befehl, die leichteren Gefängnisse zu öffnen.
Recht gut, zusammen rafft ich meinen Mut und trug ihm alles vor. Und sollst du's glauben, was er zur Antwort mir gab? Die Heirat und dass du mir hilfst, will erlauben. Und noch heute führ ich in die Kerke dich hinab.
Sprich.
Oh nein, wir müssen ihn doch
Liebling auf den Munde von uns begraben sein.
So ist er tot.
Noch nicht, noch nicht.
Ist sie so tot in deiner Pflicht?
Nein, guter Junge, zittre nicht. Zum Morgen dient sich noch nicht. Nein, 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 nein. Der Gouverneur kommt selbst hinab. Die beide graben um das Grab.
Wenn euch das
Es königs Not.
verbanden, für jeden sei der Zorn gespart.
So eile ihm sein Grab zu graben, hier will ich stille Ruhe haben. Schließ die Gefangenen wieder ein, mögst du nie mehr verwegen sein. Nie mehr verwegen sein.
Wohl, du warme Sonnenlicht, Schlösslin des Domus Vega, Schlösslin des Domus Vega.
Prisoners are returned to their cells as they say farewell to the warm sunshine. The end of Act One of Beethoven's Fidelio, with Florestan, sung by Stuart Skelton, Ricarda Meerbeth in the role of Leonora, James Creswell sings Rocco, and Louise Older is Marzellina, Benjamin Hewlett, Iachino, Detlef Roth as Don Pizarro, and David Saw as Don Fernando. The BBC Philharmonic, the Orfeon Donostiera Chorus, conducted by Juan Jomena in a performance given last August, in fact, in Spain. Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Opera Matinee on this Thursday afternoon. We're about to head into the second act of Beethoven's Fidelio. In Act Two, we find Florestan alone in his cell singing of his trust in God, and then he has a vision of his wife coming to save him. He collapses as Fidelio, his wife in disguise, and Rocco, the prison warden, dig Floriston's grave. Floriston awakes and Fidelio recognises him, but Floriston does not recognise her, so good is the disguise. Floriston asks that a message can be sent to his wife, telling her that he has been imprisoned. When Pizarro arrives to kill Floriston in his cell, Fidelio reveals himself to be Leonora and stops Floriston from murdering her husband. Just then, the minister, Don Fernando, appears. Floriston is arrested. Marzolina's a little taken aback that the man she loved is in fact a woman in disguise, and everyone sings in praise of Leonora. Act 2 of Beethoven's Fidelio, in a performance in San Sebastian's Auditorio Kursaal. Cast, chorus and the BBC Philharmonic are conducted by Juanjo Mena.
nicht. Das machst ihr
Wie kalt ist es in diesem unterirdischen Gewölbe?
Das ist natürlich. Es ist ja so tief.
Ich glaubte schon, wir würden den Eingang gar nicht finden.
Da ist er.
Er scheint ganz ohne Bewegung.
Vielleicht ist er tot.
Ihr meint es?
Nein, nein, er schläft. Das müssen wir benutzen und gleich ans Werk gehen. Wir haben keine Zeit zu verlieren.
Es ist unmöglich, seine Züge zu erkennen. Gott, steh mir bei, wenn er es ist.
Hier unter diesen Trümmern ist die Zisterne, von der ich dir gesagt habe. Wir brauchen nicht viel zu graben, um an die Öffnung zu kommen. Gib mir eine Haue. Und du, stelle dich hierher. Du zitterst. Fürchtest du dich?
Oh nein, es ist nur so kalt.
So mache fort. Im Arbeiten wird dir schon warm werden. Gegraben. Es wird nicht lang, er kommt herein. Es wird nicht lang, es wird nicht lang, er kommt herein.
Ihr sollt ja nicht so klagen, ihr sollt gewiss zufrieden sein.
Nur hot ist fort, nur frisch gegraben, es wird nicht lang, er kommt herein.
Just do.
ihr habt wieder geruht? Geruht? Wie fände ich Ruhe? Wenn ich denn verdammt bin, so lasst mich nicht langsam verschwachten.
Gott, er ist's!
Fidelio, du bist ja ganz in Bewegung.
Wer sollte es nicht sein? Ihr selbst, Meister Rocco.
Es ist wahr. Der Mensch hat so eine Stimme.
Ja, sie dringt in die Tiefe des Herzens.
Oh, ich werde nun in besser Welten der Himmel.
Thank you.
alles bereit?
Ja, Herr.
Der Jüngling soll sich empfehlen.
Fidelio, geh. Geh!
Wissen, er gibt sein stolzes Herz Fleisch, der Rache dunkle Seite rissen. Sieh her, du hast mich nicht enttäuscht, Pizarro, wie du stürzen wolltest, Pizarro, wie du fürchten solltest, steh du als Retter.
Thank you. festen Königs Wink und Wille, führt mich zu euch, ihr Armen hier, dass ich dir Frevel nacht enthülle, die allumfangen schwarz und schwer. Nein, nicht länger kniet sklavisch nieder, Tyrannen strenge sei mir fern. Es sucht der Bruder seine Brüder, und kann ihr helfen, hilft er gern.
Oh. Jubelein, Chemiesen, Jubelein, nie wird es zur besungen, Retterin, Retterin des Gattin sein, immer es so besungen, Retterin des Gattin sein.
Of Beethoven's Fidelio in a performance given in San Sebastian's Oratorio Kursaal last August. Florestan was sung by Stuart Skelton. Ricarda Merbeth sang Leonora. James Creswell was Rocco. Louise Older was Marzolina. Benjamin Hewlett sang Iachino. Detlef Rott was Don Bizarro. And David Saw was Don Fernando. The BBC Philharmonic and the Orfeon Donostiara Chorus were conducted by the orchestra's chief conductor, Juanjo Mena. Well, after all that drama, I think we need something a little calmer and something recorded closer to home. We're going to hear the BBC Philharmonic with conductor Sir Andrew Davis and baritone Roderick Williams in three songs by Elgar. His Opus 59 songs were intended to be a cycle of six, setting poems called Embers by Sir Gilbert Parker. Numbers 1, 2 and 4 were never composed. Numbers 3, 5 and 6... Oh, Soft Was the Song, Was It Some Golden Star, and Twilight were written between December 1909 and January 1910, when Elgar was supposed to be finishing his violin concerto and second symphony, easily distracted. At their premiere at the Queen's Hall, the second song had to be repeated, such was the response from the audience, and the third, Twilight, was described as Elgar in one of his finest moods. Roderick Williams sings Elgar's three songs, Opus 59, with the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Sir Andrew Davis.
Oh, soft was the song in my soul, and soft beyond thought were thy lips. And thou wert mine own, thou wert mine own, and was mine. And the way that I go is the way of thy feet, and the breath that I breathe, it hath being from thee.
it hath been from thee, and life from the life that is thine, life from the life that is thine, and another land ages ago, you were a queen, and I loved you so, loved you so. Where was it that we loved? Ah, do you know? Some golden star hot with romance? Was it in Malabar, Italy, France, Italy, France? Did we know Charlemagne died of a chance? But you were a queen and I fought for you then. Honor me more than all men, more than all men. Kissed me upon the lips, kiss me again, kiss me again. Have you forgotten it, all that we said? I still remember, though ages have fled, ages have fled. Whisper the word of life, love is not dead, love is not dead. And the sun goes wearily down, the mist creeps up o'er the sleepy town, the white sails bend to the shuddering mere, and the reapers have reaped, and the night is here. Adieu. And the years are a broken song, the right grows weak in the strife with wrong, the lilies of love have a crimson stain, and the old days never will come again. Adieu. That might have been befolded back for our eyes to see, and the meaning of all be clear to me. Adieu.
Oh, soft was the song. Was it some Golden Star and Twilight? Three songs, Opus 59 by Elgar, sung by Roderick Williams with the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Sir Andrew Davis. Well, we have a little more Elgar now, and it certainly is little in terms of duration, but certainly not in scale or strength of message. The score is headed Specimen of an Edifying, Allegorical, Improving, Expostulatory, Educational, Persuasive, Hortatory, Instructive, Dictatorial, Magisterial, Inauditory Work for Soloist and Orchestra. It was composed at Ridgehurst, the Hertfordshire home of the wealthy banker Edward Spare. Spare was an excellent host, but had to repeatedly ask his guests not to smoke. Elgar thought this might help. Elgar's Smoking Cantata, sung by baritone Roderick Williams with the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Sir Andrew Davis, recorded almost a year ago to the day, on January the 17th, 2017, in the orchestra studios here in Salford. Well, it's just after 4:05, which means we're rapidly approaching In Tune with Sean. Sean, yes. Who have you got with you today?
Rapidly, but thank you for that admonition about smoking. There's no smoking in the studio either, of
course.
Well,
I should hope not. And I presume you sing that to your guests when they arrive, so they know.
I sing a variety of things. As you know, you haven't been here to hear it. A different one every day. It's a different ditty every day, which is very nice. And I have actually set fire to the studio once, inadvertently, I may say, and it went down in the journal. It was due to a fit of exuberance on the part of the presenter. So the papers got stuck in an uplight. But anyway, I shouldn't admit that sin on the radio, really. Just shows how open we are.
But I think it's charming. I want to know a little bit more about it.
No, that's it. Okay. That's the end of the story. It's as short as Elgar. We've got little bits of Vaughan Williams tonight. Actually, quite expansive Vaughan Williams. Absolutely the wonderful, glorious, burnished, non-smoking voice of James Gilchrist, the tenor, with Anna Tilbrook at the piano. Celebrating, I can't believe it, 20 glorious years together. Can you believe it?
Good grief, 20 years.
Yes, as indeed are the Elias String Quartet, who all look about 10. They've been playing together for about 20 years, and they're coming in to play Dvorak and Schubert for us. They've just been doing a whole Beethoven series. Their latest recording of Beethoven has been scintillating 5-star reviews. They really are tremendous. We're looking forward to that. And actually, somewhere near you, I think, Mr. Edward Gardner will be approaching.
Is he really? He's coming to speak to you.
He's at Bridgewater. He's at Bridgewater Hall.
He's at Bridgewater Hall tomorrow. Yes, he's currently in Manchester at the moment.
Yes,
it's funny, I remember Ed. I was in the Halle when he did his first audition to be the assistant conductor. So I like to feel that I helped him on his way a little bit.
You know? What were you playing? Do you remember?
It was the Meistersinger's Overture in Withenshaw Forum.
One
of the great acoustics of the world.
I'm writing that down because possibly we can maybe have an outing. Well. So he's a very busy boy because he's coming then down to London to do Tippett, A Child of Our Time, and new recording of Grieg with his Bergen Philharmonic, which it does seem to be a fantastic partnership.
He seems to sort of shine wherever he goes, doesn't he? And we're looking forward to hearing him tomorrow night. He's got the Janáček Sinfonietta with the BBC Philharmonic at Bridgewater. So, yeah, he really is a jet setter.
He is. And he'll be comforted to know you're in the audience or around, just in case he needs an extra player.
And he might not want me there, to be honest.
Well, there's a story. Tell me again.
Another time when there are fewer people listening.
Yes, thank you.
Sean, we'll see you at 5:00.
You will. You better leave your radio switched on.
I never turn it off.
Thank you.
Bye, Sean.
Bye.
Well, it's been a little while since we've had a tone poem here on Afternoon Concert, so let's have one now. Arthur Honegger once said, "I've always loved locomotives passionately. For me, they are living creatures, and I love them as others love women and horses." Interesting. He did indeed love trains so much that he composed a piece about one. Well, actually, Honegger insisted that he wrote an exercise in building momentum with the working title Mouvement Symphonique. The title, Pacific 231, came after it was completed. So what does it mean? Well, 231 refers to the wheel alignment of a steam locomotive, obviously. It should technically be called Pacific 462. Four pilot wheels, six driving wheels and two trailing wheels. But the French, as the European train spotters amongst you will know, count axles, not wheels, which is how we got 231. Wheel alignment to one side, this is music that conveys the formidable power of an immense engine. Manoy Camps conducts the BBC Philharmonic in Honegger's Pacific 231.
Thank you.
A huge engine coming to a standstill. What power! Honegger's Pacific 231, performed by the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Manoj Camps, in a studio concert given here in Salford, where our week of afternoon concerts come from. Well, for our final music this afternoon, we're going to hear the BBC Philharmonic in Copland's Third Symphony, widely recognised as the great American symphony since it was first heard in 1946. Copland said that it would reflect the euphoric spirit of the country at the time, and it really is a brilliant symphony, but it doesn't come without challenges. There's a moment when Copland reuses one of his most popular works, as BBC Philharmonic trumpeter Gary Farr tells us.
Quite a way into the piece, the fanfare for the common man appears in the symphony, but it's different to when it is a standalone piece. It's a tone higher, which we're not very grateful for at this point because we're already quite tired. And then it modulates down chromatically back to its original key. And then it goes on and on right to the end of the piece. So just when you think you're getting there, there's this huge brass moment, which is quite iconic, actually, in the brass repertoire. This very American fanfare. To get through this piece, you have to work together as a team. So there are four or five trumpet players, and you can't do it alone. You need the support of your colleagues. You need to all get the same sound, the same dynamic, the same airstream, the same breathing. If you don't get it right, you're onto a hiding to nothing. When you do get it right and you work together, you get an amazing positive momentum. Everyone's breathing together, making the same sound. And there's this sort of surge right to the end of this huge climax of this piece. It's very powerful.
Gary Farr, a man with iron chops, BBC Philharmonic trumpet player, who we're going to hear now with his Herculean colleagues in Copland's Third Symphony. The BBC Philharmonic is conducted in Nottingham's Royal Concert Hall by John Wilson.
Thank you.
Aaron Copland's Third Symphony, performed in Nottingham's Royal Concert Hall last November by the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by John Wilson. Well, the Royal Concert Hall really is one of the finest acoustics in the country, with an incredibly loyal audience to the classical series there. It's quite rare to perform to anything less than a full house. The BBC Philharmonic visit several times a year, and we'll be back in Nottingham on March the 8th when Vasily Sinaisky conducts the orchestra in Tchaikovsky's Manfred Symphony, and Radio 3 New Generation artist Pavel Kolesnikov joins them in Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3. What if those blazing trumpets in the Copland have whet your appetite for some brassiness on a Friday night? Then head to the Bridgewater Hall tomorrow when the orchestra join forces with Edward Gardner and pretty much every trumpeter in the Northwest to perform Janáček's Sinfonietta. Also on the programme, the overture to Smetana's opera, The Bartered Bride, and music by Berlioz and Saint-Saëns, The Royal Hunt and Storm from Berlioz's The Trojans, and Louis Lorty joins the BBC Philharmonic as soloist in Saint-Saëns' Fourth Piano Concerto and the Rhapsody de Vin. You can also hear Louis Lorty earlier this week on Afternoon Concert when he played Saint-Saëns' first piano concerto, a less often heard work, in his set of five. That was on Tuesday's Afternoon Concert. Well, we're flying towards 5 o'clock and Sean will be with you for In Tune, but just enough time to tell you about tomorrow's programme when our concert of the day includes music from both sides of the Atlantic. Charles Ives' Variations on America and John Luther Adams' Alaskan snowscape-inspired The Light That Filled the World feature alongside works by Debussy, Smythe and Webern. All that to look forward to at 2 o'clock. But now it's seconds past 5 o'clock, which means it's in time for In Tune with Sean.
It is, and a very good afternoon to you. Five-star guests performing today. I know, no surprises there. The Elias Quartet playing Schubert and Dvorak, James Gilchrist singing Vaughan Williams with Anna Tilbrook, and hot off the presses, Edward Gardner is bringing us Orchestral Grieg fresh from the fjords. All after the BBC News with Zeb Soans.
More than 60 doctors at A&E units in England and Wales have written to the Prime Minister warning that some patients are dying in corridors because of winter pressures in the NHS. New figures show that only 85% of A&E patients are seen within 4 hours in England during December, 10% below the government's target. The Department of Health has insisted that plans are in place to ease the pressure. Public Health England says there was a 50% increase in hospital admissions for flu in the first week of the year. There have been 48 flu-related deaths in England this winter. Green campaign groups have said the government's 25-year plan for the environment lacks teeth, as it's not being backed up with a change in the law. Unveiling the plans today, Theresa May said she wanted to eradicate avoidable plastic waste in the UK by 2042. The Brexit campaigner and UKIP donor Aaron Banks has said Britain should hold a second referendum to confirm support for a clean break from the EU. Earlier, the party's former leader Nigel Farage said he was on the verge of backing a fresh vote. The Prime Minister's spokesman said a second referendum would not be held. The Labour MP Chris Williamson, who's an ally of Jeremy Corbyn, has resigned as Shadow Minister for Fire and the Emergency Services. Mr Williamson said he was stepping down so he could speak out on issues important to him. His departure follows criticism of comments he made to the HuffPost UK website, suggesting council tax should be doubled for some households. Detectives in Italy are investigating the organisers of a Modigliani exhibition that was almost entirely made up of fakes. The exhibition, held in Genoa last year, was cut short after suspicions were raised. Art experts now say 20 of the 21 works on display were forgeries. And the weather, fog and drizzle in east and south eastern England tonight. There will be clearer spells further west with patchy frost and fog. Tomorrow will start foggy and overnight it will be 3 Celsius in Cardiff, 4 in Belfast and Edinburgh and 7 in London. BBC News and Weather at 5:02.
Seb Soans, thank you. It's the real thing here. We're overflowing with wonderful music again and In Tune tonight. The Elias Quartet are standing by. Their name, by the way, a tribute to Mendelssohn, one of the first composers they played together. It's the German form of Elijah, as in his oratorio. Glad we got that sorted. A little bit of madness to set us on our way. From Ibert's Suite Symphonique Paris, we're at a fun fair. Here comes the circus parade.